We are back to non-astrologers consulting the stars to bring you your November horoscopes. That is Jamie Ryan, a non-astrologer in a spacesuit, coming to you live from Los Angeles, where she doesn't need the oxygen mask.
And that's Austin Williams, tethered to the ground in Chicago, but also in a spacesuit. So that's what we're doing.
Consulting the stars. Ah, yes. Without further ado, we're bringing you the info hot. Jamie, let us know what's happening this month in November.
Okay, so November, as we talk right now, Scorpio season has begun. It started on October 23rd, this past Sunday. And like, you know what this is about. It's going to be interest in dark things, mystery, secrets, sexuality, hidden desires. We can also look forward to maybe like some grudge holding, petty drama, and like revenge seeking. It's Scorpio season, y'all. So get your revenge. Anyway, then we're going to shift gears into Sagittarius time. This could be a time where we're maybe more adaptable, flexible, independent. Think about like investing in yourself, like this kind of energy at that time. We'll say like the vibe is maybe I'm happy being alone, but also happy to be social. Some studious energy too. Like, I don't know. We love our, if you will, sexy, open-minded professors. And we can all look forward to like
sexy
absorbing that energy for ourselves in Sagittarius season. But what are some dates that we should be aware of?
Oh, you know, I love coming at you with these dates. On the first, we've got a first quarter moon in Aquarius. Unconventional approaches may work best when trying to work through challenges you're facing at that time. Next up on the 8th, we've got a full moon and lunar eclipse in Taurus. There can be issues with feeling as confident as you need to. And this may be, you know, pointing out old issues that you might need to resolve. Good time to ground yourself to help stabilize those emotions. On the 16th, two big hitters. We've got the last quarter moon in Leo. You can approach sensitive topics with a light heart and not take it too seriously at this time. And also on the 16th, we've got Venus entering Sagittarius. So for the next weeks, love and romance might be unpredictable, spontaneous, and full of adventure. I love a little horny time right before the holidays.
Of course.
On the 17th, Mercury enters Sagittarius. Your mind and ability to communicate may feel hard to pin down or, you know, keep down to earth over the next few weeks. Roll with the open-mindedness and adaptability best you can for good results. On the 22nd, the sun enters Sagittarius, and for the next month, the themes of philosophy, spirituality, adventure, and spontaneity are promptly highlighted. On the 23rd, we've got a new moon in Sagittarius. This can be an excellent time for finding new ways to expand, new places to explore, and new experiences to grow from. Also on the 23rd, Jupiter goes direct in Pisces. Your creative vision and imagination can now be fully expressed and utilized. Thank fucking God. The world may never have been more ready to embrace what you have to offer at an intuitive level. Last but not least, on the 30th, we've got a first quarter moon in Pisces. Action taken may be guided by your intuition, and you can let your instincts help you through challenges. Woo! Fair amount of things to consider as we enter November. But without further ado, it's time to tell you guys a little bit about you and maybe a little bit about us. Who's to say? We are jumping right in to the horoscopes of November before we get to those special superlatives and let you know who's having the worst month and who's having the best month. So let's start with my fellow Geminis, as I like to do. November, allegedly, will be a particularly successful month for athletes from the Gemini character.
Oh,
listen, okay. I don't know about your life. Success could be rewarded for some hard and persistent work. So if you've been working on your times or whatever it is you're working on, I don't know, maybe a motivation for me to pick up the old free weights. Who's to say? Geminis this month, though, will be full of energy, self-confidence, and generally a smash hit, as we tend to be at parties. We are kind of charming at the Thanksgiving table, I've been, one to believe. At work, our situation may also be a touch dynamic, and it's a good idea to make sure that we really keep ourselves in a professional light this month to be taken well, as some people maybe loosen up for the holidays. Home situation's going to be calm, and if you're coupled up or with a family, it's just worth, you know, taking some time and thinking about spending it together, maybe a weekend getaway, maybe some time before or around the holidays where you can really, you know, snuggle up with your honey. Last but not least, I just want to let my gems know that some hidden secrets could be revealed this month after a long time. Information that intrigues you could expose a person who will be very helpful in the coming weeks. So show this sister some respect and take her words to heart. Okay, who we talk about next?
Next, it's going to be time to do Aries. So you guys, the atmosphere between you and your loved ones this November will unfortunately be tense, very tense. So you're going to be irritable and definitely willing to argue, but only maybe by like supporting each other, perhaps siblings or whoever you feel like is a supportive family member. You guys are going to need to band together to make it through this turbulent period painlessly. And it's going to be really hard because like this family drama, like people are not going to understand that maybe you also need to have some time to focus on like your career goals or like some, a little bit of work planning. It's going to be tough to find a balance away from your family at this time. However, despite the family problems, like when you're at work, it should be a pretty good experience. You're going to get involved into a project that's got like some teammates working together collaboratively, a little bit of potential to do something outside of the norm. And like generally like teamwork, we can like underline in November for you. And so like, I don't know, that's nice. At the end of the month, your supervisor could entrust you with a task that could determine your future at this company or wherever you
are.
Just gonna need to like be careful about this. Like it's a great opportunity, but also like if you like totally fuck it up, like you know, like you've totally fucked it up. So some things to think about. Be careful, let's not gossip, and keep yourself clean at work, but have fun. And who is next?
Maybe you should have coupled up with that Gemini who's also trying to keep it cool at work. Hello, sweet Cancer crabs. Now is your time. November 2022 for the Cancers is gonna be kind of a quiet time. This is good. A little beneficial system of Mercury might remove most of the problems in your life. Maybe you'll be able to really focus some of that attention on spiritual matters or looking inward, okay? Cancers in November should consider, I don't know, if you're setting out on an educational journey or doing something philanthropic, so to speak. This is a good time to kind of intellectually develop that. Maybe throw yourself into a language course or something. Who's to say? Could be a good time for travel too. But all I can say is at work, you can definitely count on a good atmosphere, and that we love. It'll be particularly important for the crabs to maintain good contacts with external contractors, et cetera, et cetera. Don't be afraid this month to ask more experienced coworkers for help, or if you have a question or anything like that, don't let your ego get in the way. Think your colleagues are going to be friendly, and that really can set you up to look good with your boss, not in a taking credit for other people's work way, but in a nice collaborative kind of way. And we like to see that kind of thing pay off, okay? Sweet crabs in a relationship can also count on some romantic happiness and greater sensitivity from their partner. Ooh. If you're a single crab, go on a trip because there's a good chance you might meet somebody special when you get out of your comfort zone. Also, an important thing to say, if you are a Cancer who could become pregnant, this is an excellent time in which you could become pregnant. Okay. Listen, matters at the end of the month for the crabs could get a bit complicated, but not a time to complain. For finances, health, all that stuff's going to be pretty good. I think you're going to have a lot of energy and kind of general enthusiasm. So take care where you can if things start to become a little hairy, and keep that composure to maybe solve problems in a chill way without too watery of emotions, I shall say.
Sure.
Who we talk about next?
Next is going to be time for Taurus. Taurines, you guys maybe have been like neglecting your emotional life recently or will at the beginning of this month, and you might have a desire to start repairing some of what you deem emotional mistakes that you've made in relationships with loved ones. Unfortunately, lost time cannot be made up, and there could be some grudges that are being held against you based on either your behavior or disappearance, etc. And things may feel weird at first. However, apologies like can go a long way. And just like if you can be humble, own it, don't maybe make people like, I don't know, you don't have to like let people get away with everything, but like maybe you don't have to hold everyone accountable like so tight if you value the relationship.
Choose your battles.
It's a tough, you know what I mean? And I can't take my own advice. So like it's very hard, but I'm just saying like maybe there's some mutual apologies to be had, a little bit of courage there, and things could be maybe back how you're wanting them to be. Seems like you're wanting them to be different. Shifting gears, financial matters. You're going to be fine this month, probably like a net neutral month. But the only thing to note is that like you might have, I don't know why, like a strong desire to brag about your material possessions this month. And like that could really like piss off someone around you, like maybe lose a friend. So just like maybe don't talk about it. Also, you're wondering about your sexuality at this time in November. Taurus can be fucking if they want to fuck. And I will say people will want you if you're putting it out there. They're not going to come to you, but if it's something you'd like to get, you can get it. And singles have many choices. And people in relationships need to be careful, like in their daily interactions, not to like have an affair. Because like if you're a person who maybe could have an affair.
If you could have an affair, you could have an affair.
That's what we're saying to Taurians this month. Yeah, that's the main thing. Oh, sorry. One more thing to note. If you have either a business partner or a romantic partner, watch them. You should micromanage their spending this month because that person is about to really fuck things up for you, either in your personal finances or your business finances. And who is next?
Next, we're talking about the Virgos. Man, watch your money, y'all.
And this is never financial advice or advice in any way. Go on.
Yeah, this is not advice. Okay, listen, Virgos. November for you is a time of unexpected events and maybe some compromises. You've got to, you know, accomplish a lot this month. I think you got a lot of goals, maybe some assumptions. And I think your personal charm and perhaps some of your social context will help these things come to fruition. But a lot of balls in the air this month, so to speak. Your professional success really depends on your diligence. So if you're out here right now seeking a job, you might be able to find some interesting offers, but I think you should, you know, think thoroughly about what those offers are. And if you've been thinking about going an entrepreneurial route, your own business kind of thing, I'd say not a bad time to, you know, deeper consider that, we'll say. A key role in shaping the professional success of the Virgos this month will really have to do with their relationships with other people. So keep that in mind. I think financially things are going to look good whether you're on the job hunt or not, because the position of Mercury is really conducive to monetary success. Also, you know, might be a reason, again, this never financial advice, but then you might be able to invest some money. It might be a way to make a kind of quick profit. Could be very profitable. Okay, if you are a Virgo out here feeling a bit lonely, you might be able to meet somebody romantic or platonic who could kind of fill some social gaps in your life. So make sure that you're going to the parties, the all kinds of those meetings, whatever it is, okay? And Virgos, if you're kind of, I don't know, settled down, hunkered down in a permanent situation with a loved one, or as permanent as they can be, right? Might be a time that you're thinking about that proposal, or maybe you're thinking about getting pregnant. So much pregnancy. Well, who's to say? Listen, after the second half of the month, Virgos, I just want to say that the moon in this new phase will pay some special attention to family matters, home, and loved ones. And
your
so
womb.
Give some special care there. Who are we talking about next?
Next, it's going to be time for Leo. And speaking of wombs, Leo, big theme for you guys this November is focus on the family, not Dr. James Dobson.
Dr. James Dobson. Okay.
We got to do an app on him some other time. Anyway, focus on the family. That's your vibe. Good energy at home this month. It's like where you want to be. And I'm going to say you can be a prickly one sometimes, but people do like you this month. And like that's not always true. So congratulations. The personal charm, it's working. You're being a little more flexible than usual. And you're going to manage to deal with a lot of things that require the cooperation of others. And you'll have that. So congratulations. Something to look forward to. generally at work and in any kind of like group situation, you're going to really need to be focused more on like the collaborative elements. And that seems to be like a big theme for a lot of people this month. But just try not to like steamroll, take all the work. Like, it's not a solo project. And just remember that. But I know that you were working on that last month too. So good for you. Financial matters. You guys, I know things are usually good, but like, please, it's not financial advice, but be wary. Not only like in your work, but like in your family situation. I'm just going to say like, there might be some turbulence with a partner who like doesn't like the way that you're wanting to invest money. And I don't know who's right, you or your partner.
Oh no.
But I will say that based on a previous reading from this evening, if you're partnered with a Taurus, the Taurus might have the right instinct about you making a bad financial decision right now. But who's to say? Something to be wary of. Generally, though, like
Virgos are supposed to be having the good luck, so.
So go through, check your partner, check your own, and then don't listen to anything that we've said. And who is next?
On that note, we're talking about the Libras. Hello, little peacekeepers. November is going to be a breakthrough month for a lot of people, and Libras, you are no different. That's why I think it's crucial for you to think about exactly what you want to do with your life this month. Focusing on yourself and your needs will really ensure that success you're chasing finds you. It's also a really good month to start new ventures or projects if that's something you're noodling on, but I encourage you to do it before the 20th, okay? If you are interested in promoting maybe some of your activities or services on a broader scale, this could be a good time to do it, especially on the internet, okay? There's going to be a lot of things going on in your personal life, Libras. It's not easy to combine business duties, relationships, what's going on at home. And it all really depends on how you deal with it, whether or not you achieve success. It's not easy, but it's going to give you great satisfaction when you manage to sort everything out. So there you go. It's also time to think about where money is running out, okay? In finance, which we're never giving advice, just a good time to really maybe do a budget check. Check the accounts. Make sure your ducks are in a row.
Y'all, okay? Anything could happen, seems like. Anything could happen. Yeah.
Yes. Spiritual renewal and development could lead a sweet Libra to a path of knowing maybe a significant new person, if you're single, could be a romantic interest, okay? And any Libras that are coupled up, just a reminder to not have such unrealistic expectations towards your partners, okay?
Wow.
I do feel that some conflicts could occur, especially in the second half of November. So for what it's worth, there is value in showing patience and calm. And keep your eyes on your health in November, especially the second half of the month. Again, don't overdo it on the cranberry sauce. Who are we talking about next?
Next is going to be my turn. Aquarians, assemble. Here we are. Oh, you guys, like, I thought about if we were going to be a superlative, and we are not, because, like, this is, like, equally best and worst month. What I mean is that, like, there's, like, some change in the air. November 2022, it's going to be a time for us to maybe plan a change in our life course, which we did do, like, just a couple years ago. Like, I did, and I know many of you did as well, if these readings are accurate, which who knows. But anyway, at this time, when we're thinking maybe like, what is happening? Do we need to change the course of our life, our career? Is, you know, am I in the right city? What's going on? There's a lot of big questions at play. However, we need to be careful not to only think about the future of our career, because our emotions also require some deeper thought. And maybe that's something that we're not always totally attuned with. Maybe we're like more on a cerebral plane, but like, I would encourage everyone, and I'm gonna try to like really seek out like some value kind of sifting time. Just figure out what you want. Anyway, we're just gonna be like thinking hard and like feeling Jupiter and like having big decisions to make that will affect like not only the next couple of months, but like perhaps like the next few years or even further into our life. And at the end of November, we may be able to realize that there is like some dream that we've like wanted to achieve for a long time that we haven't like truly spoken. And I know what mine is deep down. I haven't totally said it out loud, and hopefully you know what yours is too. But at the end of the month, we'll feel more comfortable expressing that, and we can look forward to maybe like sharing that with a couple of close people. So I don't know, guys. It's a good month. It's a bad month. There's just a lot to think about. I'm going to go for a hike by myself, and I don't know. Maybe that works for you too. Who's next?
Oh, sweet, beautiful. Rooting for your deepest dreams to come to fruition.
I hope Jamie, they are. This is a fucking weird reading. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
We're talking about the Sagittarius. Hello, future husband. Ah, yes, Sagittarians. This will be a time where you focus more on career, okay? You might begin to develop some career goals that you have been meticulously pursuing. It also could be a time to really, dig in and maybe help hone maybe and exercise some of your self-control, patience, entrepreneurship, but, you know, also with reason and assertiveness, okay? I think you've got a strong intuition this month, and it's going to direct you to what will have the greater payoff, so follow your gut, okay? We got an unfavorable position of Saturn, which means you may need to be very careful about colleagues who, I don't know, have a big ego or maybe chasing some of the same things that you are. Your pace of life this month might feel a little crazy between, you know, home and work. And it's good that you have loved ones who are paying attention to your health perhaps for you and might ask you to slow down or rest for a moment. You should listen to them, okay? Financial prospects seem good this month. Lots of harmony and balance and love. I don't think any of you in kind of the more long-term relationships are going to be complaining about boredom, okay? Maybe there's some surprises afoot. We love to see it, okay? If you are thinking about buying property, this month, given such kind of an important investment, it's possible that you could overpay, okay? Could be pissed about it for years. Maybe your emotions get kind of wrapped up in an opportunity. So anyone thinking about buying property or maybe even another big purchase, sit tight. Don't be brash. Don't feel like you have to pull the trigger tomorrow. Focus on what's in front of you and the here and now. Who are we talking about next?
Next, it's going to be time for Pisces. Hi, guys. So it's going to be an intense time at work for you, as well as an intense time with family and an intense time in your emotional life. And you will feel very tired, but also excited, just like similar to Aquarius, but different. It's just like a lot of change feelings, and like you'll be tired, but I don't know. It's not all bad. So work stuff. There could be maybe like copious duties in the near future for you at work, and planning some of like your own side business or something, or like a project that you care about personally that maybe isn't directly related to your work could help you like deal with more work stress. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but just like doing something that you love could like really help you like not lose your cool in work situations. Anyway, in a potential crisis that may be ahead of you at work, Pisces will be called upon to help in the situation. And this is really going to be like a make or break moment for you. So like if you fuck it up in this crisis, whatever it is, totally drop the ball, like this could maybe be very damaging for your career in a long-term way. Or if you, you know, fight the crisis and you do whatever, maybe you could get a raise, impress your boss, like get a little, some kind of medal of honor. I don't know what your line of work is. It's going to be good or it's going to be bad. It's up to you. So just be aware. Anyway, unrelated to your work, you could, however, win some money maybe like on a scratcher this month. So if you're somebody who likes that, just something to note, not advice. Social contacts could really help you financially this month. And I have to say, on that note, sometimes you really can spend other people's money on your business ideas instead of your own. And that a smart businessman has many times told me to never spend my own money on entrepreneurial pursuits, that's what other people's money is for. And I'm going to say that's your energy this month, Pisces. So go for it. And who is next?
Advice we maybe truly could all enjoy.
Isn't it, though?
It is. And with that note, it's time we've reached that moment. Superlatives. I am sorry to be the one announcing, but yes, it is true. Sweet Capricorns, you are having the worst month ever this month. Listen, November Capricorns are going to have to be solving problems at home and with family.
Ooh, to that in an point, emotional arena.
Oh, truly. Professional matters, for that reason, are going to be more in the background. But sorting out these private matters is going to be really necessary, because without these things being sorted, sweet Capricorns will never be able to focus on work, which we know is really their one true love. The opinions of other people, maybe some influential folks in your life, are going to seem really important, and that could be hard to navigate. I also want to say that Capricorns should be kind of open to, some new proposals, new ideas. Do the best you can to shake off your rigidity, okay? I think that if you are a Capricorn searching for a job, it could be a time that it seems like you may be forced to go to abroad to find the right thing. Earning money, regardless of your hunt or lack of this month, sweet Capricorns, might be paid for with hard, rigorous work, okay? But you're clearly defining your priorities, and that's kind of what you can do to navigate this kind of more difficult time. I do want to give a cautionary moment to say keep your eye on your expenses and your money. Don't want anything slipping away too quickly, and really don't plan major expenses until, you know, the last week of the month, if at all, okay? Maintaining good relations with your loved ones is going to take some effort, and it's also possible that your home may need to undergo some serious maintenance, so maybe don't blow that money on anything big. You might need to fix your pipes. Okay. All of this said, there is a little bit of silver in the lining. I really see you Capricorns having plenty of energy and vitality this month, okay? Keep an eye on your health. Some weird pregnancy rumors floating around you too, can't know. But again, be ready, be patient. You may have to navigate some sticky situations and limit your consumption of caffeine. Okay. All of that said, without further ado, Jamie, give us the good news. Who's having the best month ever?
It's the birthday boy, the birthday they, them. It is the Scorpions. Congratulations, you guys. I don't know, you get the shit end a lot here, but like, you truly do have like the Mario gold star at this time. You know the one. So this month, like, it's like an action time. You've been maybe like planning some things, coming up with ideas, and like, you're really going to be like on fire to implement some of those things, and others will be watching you. And I know that that's good for you. They'll be watching and they'll be admiring. They may be a little bit jealous, which is great, but no one will get in your way. This is ideal, Scorpion, jealous admirers, but like not someone you have to bother taking down. It's very nice. If you show some of your skills, some of this finesse at work, you could potentially, you know, have a promotion or at least like really network the hell out of things while you're this sort of admirable caricature of yourself. Scorpios will also be interested in their spiritual life. And you guys will notice that not only like at work, are you maybe wanting something to be a little bit more fulfillment related, but that those feelings also spill over into home. And like, I don't know if you're somebody that like wants to dabble in meditation or something, like you could find that like very fulfilling at this time. Find your crystal castle or whatever. And Scorpions, much like the Aquarians, Pisces, and other people, you are considering changing something large in your life at this time, but different than those other signs. You feel really like excited and calm about it. It's not so much like an I have to jump ship kind of energy as much as it is like a, what is this new branch of my life that I haven't explored? So it's with like a calm kind of sureness that you will like approach this new area. And I'm jealous of that. Anyway, your love life also will be flourishing in marriages or long-term partnerships. You have few conflicts, just smooth sailing in everyday life with a little bit of a sexual spark that, you know, sometimes if you've been together a long time, you know, I don't know if you're struggling with that, but if you are, don't worry about it right now. You'll be banging it out. And, you know, if you're single, I'm going to say like not a great time for a long-term partnership, but like you can definitely expect fun, casual dating, flirting, first-time sexual partners, maybe even like birthday sex with a friend with benefits, but just not a serious relationship.
Birthday sex.
So enjoy your birthday sex and your new life development. Best month ever. And that's all.
As always, you can let these two non-astrologers know what you think on the internet via email at whyyoulikethispod@gmail.com and on Instagram at whyyoulikethispod. And otherwise, toodles. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.